What is your serial killer trait? Obviously, this is lighthearted.
Right.
One of the best questions you can ask your friends is, what is your serial killer trait? For example, I have a friend who sleeps in a specific pair of slacks every night.
Mm-hmm. He sleeps in slacks? That alone.
Oh, slacks.
Slacks.
Every night.
Doesn't not like pajama pants.
Nope, he's slacks.
Wearing some Hagars? What is he doing?
I don't know. Every night.
Weird.
That is a serial killer's trait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I've been thinking about mine, and I don't really have a great one, but the one thing I do that is pretty interesting is anytime I go over to a friend's house, I will turn on the lamps that are not on.
Okay.
So if I come over and you have lamps off, they're going to get turned on.
All right.
So I think that's my serial killer trait.
That's weird.
What's yours?
Very weird.
All right.
I don't like the slacks thing. I think it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Does anybody here sleep in pajamas?
I don't.
I do. Yes, I do. But then I get hot in the night. So then I end up taking them off.
It's like it's like your material of your pajamas. I don't like them colliding with the blanket.
Mm-hmm. It does create some fiction or some friction, but I just get too sweaty.
What material are you talking about?
Just the sheet and another cloth-like material.
Oh, so you sleep naked?
No, I sleep in my silk boxers. No, I sleep in my...
Silk will be very slidey. Mm-hmm.
I sleep in my, just so you know, my like briefs that are really short and they're slippery.
My slide briefs. Off
the
bed.
Well, they're
my
slippery all the later on that night.
That's enough. That is enough.
You mean sticky.
Yeah. It's not slippery, but...
It's
slippery, you should go see a doctor.
Right, at first slippery,
at
then
first
sticky.
At first it is.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what it's like working with dudes.
If he was Bon Jovi, if he was Bon Jovi's album would be called Sticky When Wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's anyway.
Josie gave us a really great one.
All right.
And I think, absolutely serial killer trait. She says that she eats all the chocolate off of her peanut butter cup or a Twix, all the chocolate first, and then she'll eat the peanut butter or the cookie in a Twix.
Wow. Mm. That takes some work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than actively planning the murders of people that have done me wrong.
minus that. We said lighthearted.
Oh, so lighthearted. Uh-huh. It's insane. And I just did it yesterday. I'll be in traffic, and if I'm turning and I make eye contact with somebody, I make the weirdest faces. Or I'll stare at people as I'm turning, like, with, like, my, like, the, I'll do the face, because the audience can't see
it.
Okay,
sure.
I'll see if I can do it. I can't even do it with you. Hold on. I'll be sitting at a stoplight. I'm like,
I'll make good a weird Lord. Face,
and I'll go, when I turn, I just stare at people. And go,
oh, gosh.
And it makes me laugh every time.
That is.
And when I catch a reaction, people are like, whoa, what's this guy doing?
Absolutely a serial killer trait.
I mean, you're doing that specifically as a joke. It's not like a reflex.
As a joke.
Okay.
No, I just do it. Right. I don't do it all the time. I mean, I probably do it a couple times a week.
I was going to say, if you do it, you can't help it. That's a problem.
With that face. I'm concentrating. I'm in my car so much, so I think I'm just trying to entertain myself. But when I do it, I'm like, it makes me laugh, but I'm like, this is insane. Anyone who sees me is like, that dude's insane. That's really my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's definitely like, they're probably like, that dude is a serial killer.
You know, you just made me think you've unlocked a trait that I have for you. I didn't think we were going to go this route,
okay.
But here's one that I do have. This is Jared's serial killer trait from me.
Okay.
You park in a different spot every day our parking lot.
Does
and
he
you
really?
Have been coming here for 18 years.
Yeah.
And you park in a different spot every day. And every time I go outside, I think, he's psychotic.
Why do you do that? Why do you park in it?
I feel like I park in the same spot every morning, but I guess
not.
I don't.
You go for stretches where you park in the same spot. But like, I've been here for 13 years. The... Chris's park in the exact same spot every day. Katie's always the same spot.
Yep.
Right.
You've got like six spots that I've seen your car.
Well, as a serial killer, I don't want people to track my
I think that's what it is.
My traces.
It's like, he's unpredictable.
I don't want you to know my patterns.
No.
He might be over here. He might be right by the building. He might be in the back corner. He might be behind it. Yeah.
That just unlocked that
for me. I guess it is weird. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I can go next.
Yeah.
Okay. My serial killer trait. And I didn't realize that it was weird until I used it to calm myself down. Once.
Okay.
At nighttime, if I'm out walking, or even if we're just out somewhere and I can see into your home, I'm looking.
Yeah.
And I used it. Do you remember when I told you I had that mental breakdown at the running of the balls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had to excuse myself from a house party and I had to go and I just walked for 45 minutes. I found myself, it was at night, and it was around the holidays, and I could see into everybody's homes, and it made me so calm. I was like,
it made you calm.
What do they got going on? Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
That is a serial killer.
It was, I could just...
That's the flag.
Yeah.
Yes. Because looking is curiosity. It made your body feel calm.
Yeah. It did.
Cold blooded. That's cold blooded.
Like feeling your heart rate go down. Yes. Serial killer.
Because I could just see other people. I felt so erratic and so out of my mind and sane and so upset and emotional that just watching other people be normal made me feel normal.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I was like,
That's what normal people do.
Yeah. Okay, Katie, that's a good one. That is your serial killer trait. That's a good one.
I kind of tie it into wanting to see what, this is just curiosity, but wanting to see what is in everybody's cart at the grocery store, at the Costco.
I had that written down. I'm not
You did?
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I have like 10.
How about the workers that comment on your card, on your thing? There's one at this one food line I went to one time, and he commented on every single item. I'm like, at first I'm like, oh, he's being nice. I'm like, all right, dude, stop.
I don't
mind. Big Dr. Pepper fan. Yeah. I'm like, yep. Ooh, ground beef making spaghetti. I'm like, what? It's like the Target lady SNL skit.
I don't mind that one as much. Yeah. The only time I did not care for it was when I put a pregnancy test in there, and she was like, oh, congratulations is in order. Remember that?
I hope I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, there's so much wrong with what you've just done.
When you look inside other carts, because I do this too, especially at Costco. That's the biggest one.
Yes.
I look to see what I'm missing out and what did I
100%.
It's like did I not see everything? Mm-hmm. Am I missing out on something awesome that I'm gonna, and then it's usually in line while I'm checking out. I'm like, no, I gotta go back.
Yeah.
I can't go in back. It's too busy.
It's not ever judging.
It's not judging.
Please do not let me have missed something really awesome.
That's interesting.
And a lot of times I do miss something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bring a shame blanket that I put over it once so that everyone can see all the processed food in my
cart. No way, man.
I'm like, does he have anything in there that's fresh?
Sometimes I ask myself that in my own cart.
Jared
only shops in the middle.
I'm a middle shopper.
Avoids the edges.
You got Pop-Tarts, you got Lunchables, you got
if it's not in a box or a can, I don't want it.
Stuff over there? Yeah. Gross.
You know what, Jared, you should shop at Sam's over Costco. Costco actually is a lot healthier and a lot more natural and 100%. A lot of times it's not processed. All the snacks. Look at the difference in snacks. You can find healthy snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's, everything's processed and it's the worst.
Oh.
Yeah. Costco is much better for you.
And then I think they hire serial killers to work there. Some of the rudest people I've ever met in my life at Sam's.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a serial
killer. I didn't say a location.
You did not.
There's one location that is just like Costco, and there's one where they're like, what do you want? I'm like, can I please pay for my items?
But you gotta get that app that you just like. I go into Sam's, the one thing I like is you don't talk to one person because you got that Scan and Go app. At the very end, he's like, oh, okay, thank you.
No, that's much better.
Costco, they don't have that.
Mm-mm. No, which is shocking.